comfortable.
That is, as comfortable as you can around this very strange man we're going to introduce to you.
Now?
Yes, he's quite a character. Someone who hates you, one and all. But don't be alarmed. There are plenty of others here just as frightened as you. So do join us, because misery loves company.
Inner Sanctum Mysteries brings you one of radio's best-known stars, Mr. Dennis Ortega. Tonight, Mr. Ortega appears as Gerald Hagen in Death as Born. Attention, mystery fans. One of the first things a detective looks for is a motive, an all-important reason. What do you think it was that prompted John Thornton to say to his wife,
"If I have to go Aunt May and Uncle Tim around again tomorrow, I'll be another threat."
Why? You've been looking forward to showing him this side for weeks.
That's right. Put me in the wrong way.
You are. Don't you suppose they can see how grouchy and irritable you become, even with me?
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm not, John. You haven't been your cheerful self for days. Why don't you see if you can get your good disposition back again?
How can I when I feel so logy and sluggish?
Try Carter's little liver pills.
Right, and when you don't feel good, try Carter's little liver pills. They do the work of calomel, but have no calomel in them. So they are simple pills made of vegetable blood. They work up the flow of one of our most vital digestive juices. When this vital juice flows at the rate of about 2 times a day, it helps to digest our food and bring back the glorious feeling that goes with regularity. Then both would feel like happy days are here again. But be sure you get the genuine Carter's Little Liver Pill.
The early hours of the morning in the backyard of the tenement house on Bailey Street. At the church, one of the tenants has just rushed downstairs from his apartment in a fury. For a third night in succession, his sleep has been disturbed by a cat howling in the alley.
Howl anymore in this
yard
when I'm through with them.
I warn you, Mr. Kirk. Leave those cats alone. I tell you, it's bad luck to kill any of these beautiful creatures.
Oh, a crackpot.
Can't argue with a crackpot. To me, cats are disgusting. Anything better than to touch them.
Beautiful creatures in the world. Maybe they are to you, but they won't be so beautiful after I get through with them.
You had better go back to sleep and leave the cats alone.
Go back to sleep yourself. Oh, what are you doing up at this hour anyway?
I had a premonition that Apollo was in danger.
What devil is Apollo?
Silver gray fur. The fur of the finest texture.
Oh, you're nuts, Mr. Hagen. I'm gonna get those cats as it takes all night.
Go back to your apartment, you fool, before it's too late.
Open the cat.
Beloved friend.
Mrs. Kirsch.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Kirsch, but you will have to answer a few questions.
My poor Jerry.
What was your husband doing in the yard?
I told him not to go downstairs. He wouldn't listen.
I can't,
but I am crazy.
Does anybody hate your husband? Was he ever threatened?
Hated. Oh, he hated my daddy. He never bothered anyone. He was a good, hard-working husband.
You know what time he left the house?
About 2.
And when did you go down to look for him?
3 o'clock. I couldn't understand what kept him.
I found the yard on its back. His eyes. Oh, I can't remember anything after that. Oh, Johnny. It'll be all now. Come on, Sergeant. Let's go through the rest of the house. We're going to investigate every turn in this building. This isn't a robbery. Wallet was found alongside the body. No thief would stop to empty a wallet. Anyone who committed a murder would get away from the scene as fast as he could. Let's go, Sergeant. We'll start from the first floor and work our way up.
Thank you. under the tax.
Beware, my fool, meddling officer. Beware of my irresistible fury.
It's you, Chief, my gentle one. You want to be correct. Being a slave, what should I do to spend upon the hours and time to grow a desire?
Jailhaven's cats are black. And if they are, you can take the word of Raymond, the host here in the inner sanctum, that I won't let them cross your path. But I guess you'd prefer the cat, though, to Jailhaven. Now, he doesn't seem to like halfway measures. No. And wise folks who neither like today don't like halfway measures either, when two-way help is probably needed. That's why they take Carter's little liver pills. The laxative with its dependable two-way action. First, Carter's little liver pills relieve irregularity gently, thoroughly, and efficiently. Second, they wake up the flow of a very important digestive juice, usually within a half hour. This digestive juice is a vital aid in toning out the lazy digestive system and helps most folks enjoy the happy sense of well-being that goes with a normal and proper digestion of food. The next time you need relief from the gloom of irregularity and to float up suggestions, don't go after them in a half-hearted way. Ask for Carter's Little Liver Pills, the time-tested laxative that helps in more ways than one. Now back to our inner sanctum mystery. You'd like another minute. Oh, no. I'm sorry, but we can't keep Hagen waiting. He's so impatient, he's liable to do anything. But don't be afraid. I'm always with you. Following night in the apartment of Mrs. Jepson, a widow living with her son Robert. She's the next door neighbor of Hagen. The whole tenement is frightened out of its wits by the murder of Dan Kurtz, and Mrs. Jepson is no exception.
Come on out of your suit.
This is the first thing that moves from that ledge.
only a cat.
Can't take any chances with a dangerous killer on the loose. Come on, we'll take another look around.
My cat? Huh? What have you done to my cat?
Oh, it's you, Hagen. What are you doing here?
I heard my cat scream. What have you done
to him? Well, we shot him by accident.
My beautiful Apollo. You heartless pussy.
Take it easy, Hagen, and watch your tongue. We didn't mean to kill your cat. We just aren't taking chances with a dangerous killer on the loose.
My poor Apollo. Dead. It wouldn't make you ill. It wouldn't.
Where are you going with that cat?
Leave me alone. You've done your job.
Better call the SPCA or the Department of Sanitation to get rid of that dead animal.
Sanitation? My cat is just refuse. We got rid of like a pail of garbage. It was a living and beautiful animal. The moment ago it had a life, a heart, consciousness, feeling, dignity. If life was as important to it as all I did to you, how dare you call it garbage?
I didn't call it anything.
Let me say it.
Get my back to my room. You better get rid of it fast before it begins to deteriorate.
That's my business.
There's a clear egg, that guy. Queer enough to do anything.
I'm afraid to leave him alone. Tell me, would it be too much trouble, Mr. Hayden, if I asked you to stay with Bobby while I was distracting?
Well, of course, Mrs. Jackson. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, thank you. Don't.
You don't.
I just get my first. I won't do more than 15 minutes.
That's all right. No need to worry. Whatever you said will do anyway.
Oh, look at that now. Just watch me.
Ah, here you are, my darling Eva. Been hiding in the hall, haven't you?
Are you here before, Bobby?
Good,
Mommy.
So you're having a holiday,
are you,
Bobby?
Yes, Mr. Higgins.
Mom
wants you to stay home.
What's that,
you know? I'm in the morning for it. Get the first day and see.
Oh, that's very good. You know what it's for?
Yeah, I know. Stick her and get her dad.
Your head. Come on, don't be shy. I tell you what, if you recite a poem, I'll recite one off.
You promise?
Yes, I will. Oh.
Dickery, dickery, dog. The mice are at the clock. The clock step one, and down he runs. Dickery, dickery, dog.
Very good.
Now you're inside.
All right. Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I went to London to see the Queen. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you do there? I frightened a little mouse, I
guess. What? Tell me what.
All right, you know this one. Ding, dong, bell. Pussy's in the well.
You already recited one about a cat. Now tell me one about a dog.
Would you like that?
I wish I had a dog.
Be quiet, you little fool. What do you know about cats? Not at all.
Have you ever had any Mr. Lincoln?
I don't like little boys who don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, it's
terrible.
It's
terrible.
It's
terrible.
Oh,
I put your hands up, you little brat. Just like the rest of your breed, I'll take care of you. You never heard before. Oh, man, my cat, will you? Neither of you will ever handle my cat again. No one's trying to save you. Don't tell you. Don't come any nearer. Any of you, come closer. I caught him in the hallway of his house. He'll never run over any more cops.
You're a homicidal maniac, Higgins.
A maniac, you say. Because I watch over my cats and keep them from harm. I'm the only one here with even a spark of decency. I understand the nobility of cats. The only true friend I've had. They never deserted me, no matter what happened. That's more than I can say of the human race. My partner cheated me out of my money. My wife and all my friends left me when I lost my wealth. But my cat.
This is my only true friend. Take him into the wagon, boy.
My cat! I killed him, man! I killed my cat! My cat! I killed him!
Listen in, won't you, and invite your friends to also. Oh, by the way,
You happen to know anyone who's looking for a pet? We have two cats roaming around here who need a good home. Their names? Eva and Empress. Well, here they are right now. I'll just put their name and address on a slip of paper and slip it under the squeaking door. And if you want the name of a good mystery story, there's the title of this month's Inner Sanctum novel, The Death of a Novelist, by Sally Wood. Friends, during the holidays, when the spirit of giving is in the air, don't forget two ways you can give right now. That means so much. Give to the Red Cross. It needs your help as never before. And two, give to Uncle Sam, giving more power to defend America by buying United States defense funds and saving stamps. Buy all that you can today and every day.